Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Joining us here on the Bay Area Chevy Dealers guest line is Warriors Assistant GM Larry Harris. Larry, good morning. We know you're incredibly busy. We so appreciate you taking a few minutes to chat with Joe Bonte and myself, Kate Scott, this morning here on 95.7 The Game. So let's get right into it. You've been doing this a long time, Larry, and your job, as we all know, is to go out and find talent. But obviously this year, that was a lot easier said than done. Has any past draft even remotely compared to how you've been, you know, forced to prepare for this one in the midst of our pandemic?
Well, I appreciate you having me on, Kate, and I guess I'm supposed to say congrats on the new gig first.
So you don't have to, but thank you.
Very proud of you. Well deserved from what
Thanks,
I understand.
Larry.
So congrats. Well, what I can say is nothing like this, right? The pandemic's nothing like we've ever seen, hopefully never see again. And it certainly has affected us in some ways. It's been good in some ways. When I say good, and in some ways it's been challenging. But I will say this, we've never prepared for a draft quite like this for the last 8 months. I think we're getting tired of seeing each other, talking to each other. The Ring Central calls are getting a little too personal now. We're ready for the draft, trust me.
Larry, good to hear from you. I'm Kate Scott's sidekick, along
Stop
with Joe
it.
Shasky, the Butcher Boy. We're just happy to have her, the one professional here. Larry, when you look at this draft process, you talked about the difficulties of it, 8 months, and you're calling and you're Zooming and you're on Zoom all day long. I want to know how much or how involved Steph Curry, Draymond Green, and Klay Thompson has been in this draft process. Have they been involved at all?
Well, if I gave you and the listeners a guess of the three, who do you think would be the most involved? I think you pretty much get that fairly easily, right?
Oh, yeah, Draymond Green, right?
Absolutely. I will tell you, obviously with those three guys, anything that we're doing of a major level, we reach out to them, see what they're doing. You know, Clay's obviously rehabbing, getting ready for the season. But I would say that, you know, Bob's had more of those conversations with them than I have. But I can tell you that Draymond has always followed the draft. He's sat in a draft with us. So he has his ideas about players, and he has no problem sharing those with us.
Larry, you're the son of Del Harris. Is that correct?
That is correct, yes. For about 45 years, I was called the son of, yes.
Oh, well, I apologize. It's just, when I see yeah. Del Harris's name on your Wikipedia page as I start to look you up, I'm saying, oh, my goodness, I didn't even know that. And it's just kind of crazy how, you know, Steph's father obviously played in the league, Clay's father played in the league, your father was such an integral part. I mean, did you always knew you wanted to get into the family business, or was this something that come on later in life?
Yeah, it came on later. Obviously, I played in college at a small Division II school, but basketball was obviously all around us growing up. But I would tell you that my dad, if he was on the call with us, wanted me to do something completely different. He was like, this is a tough life, especially family and the time demands. But I didn't listen to him then. I rarely listened to him at all, but I certainly didn't listen to him about that. So, but it's ironic. I just got into it around 25, 26 years old. And in doing so, I started working for him as a part-time scout, and now, you know, basically 32 years later, I'm still involved. So,
well, you know, Larry, you've had an incredible run. I mean, your time with the Milwaukee Bucks, you basically rose the ranks. You became the GM. You drafted Andrew Bogut, number one overall. But it feels like the league has changed so much, even in the last, like, 10 years. How different was the league when you were the GM as opposed to how it operates today?
Well, I think most importantly, you know, the staffs have increased dramatically. Just to give you a perspective, like, my last year in Milwaukee, my staff, my scouting staff and myself, everybody included, was four people. So whereas you look at staffs today, they're upwards of 30. So analytics have really taken probably the foothold in a lot of organizations. Even though people were doing analytics all the way back in the 60s and 70s and 80s, obviously over the last 5 to 7 years, it's taken off. And each organization, as well as ours, heavy analytic group involved. Analytics are involved in everything that we do. And I would say that in some respects, some teams have 8 to 10 people just on that side of the ledger. So wow. I would say analytics has been the biggest push. Other than that, you know, it's just the size of each staff and the amount of people. You used to kind of know everybody mostly by first name and where they were, but now there's just so many people in the league, it's hard to keep up with the additional people and the names that are in the league working.
We're talking with Warriors assistant GM Larry Harris here on the Bay Area Chevy Dealers guest line as we all get excited about tomorrow's NBA draft. Warriors have the number 2 pick. Are they going to use it? Are they going to trade down? Larry, you just mentioned something that blew all of us away. When you were GM in Milwaukee, there was like 4 people making decisions. I'm sure there was pizza and there was donuts and there was lots of coffee and you were just kind of sitting around a table. And now with all these, just the exponential growth in the people involved in this process, what is this week looking like for everybody? Are you trying to get together as much as you can, you know, physically distanced in a big group? Are there just Ring Central calls left and right? How are you staying in communication as you approach tomorrow night? And obviously, then things continue with the free agency and everything opening on Friday.
Yeah, it's a busy week. I will say this, that up till last Sunday, we were all doing Ring Central calls up to that point. And then Bob called everybody and said, look, we'd like you to get here on Sunday, whatever that was, the 7th or 8th of November, and get together. So our whole staff actually has been together now, you know, for a week. And it's been good. You know, it's one thing, like I said, the Ring Central calls, as great as they are, it kind of set the table. But I just think we're a group that works better in person. Certainly the masks are on, the social distancing, we're getting tested every day, but we've been together now for a week. And so we knew that once we found out that free agency was going to happen 2 days after the draft, we knew mm-hmm. that this was going to be, you know, it's going to be like Rambo. We had to get into this and get it going quickly. So we're basically doing a couple different things at the same time. So we've got the draft for 4 or 5 hours at a time, take a break, and then we talk about free agency, then we kick back to the draft. So the good thing is, I think the fans need to know and everything. Everybody's in house. Yes, we're socially distanced and safe, but, you know, with Joe and Steve and Bob and now all of our front office people, we're totally engaged. Everybody's together. We had a real productive day yesterday where we finally all of us got together for the first time to just kind of give Joe the landscape about what we're going to do. And, you know, not that we work harder than anybody else, but I think we were in there from about 8:30 to almost 9 o'clock last night.
Wow. Is Joe buying dinner?
The same thing. Excuse me?
Is Joe buying dinner for everybody? Is he hitting up Uber Eats or something?
Yeah, he really extended himself last night with pizza. You know, that's kind of where it went. It was really good pizza, though. But maybe today, if he hears the right things about draft picks and free agency, maybe it's sushi or something. Maybe he can upgrade.
I want to know where the pizza came from, man. Larry Harris here on 95.7 The Game.
Me too. Never outgrow the pizza.
Yeah, Joey
That's
Lightyears.
Great.
Yeah,
come on,
that is good. Yeah, come on, Joe, foot the bill, man. These guys are working hard all day long for his organization. Larry, you talked about Ring Central a few times during this interview, how the phones have just been lighting up. Now that the trade market has been open and we saw a few deals yesterday and of course the NBA draft tomorrow, how much does the phone calls increase? When do people start calling and start to try to move around or maneuver? How often are you guys getting calls now that the trade market is open, Larry?
Yeah, I would say it was coming a little bit light up till Friday, Saturday of this weekend. But I would tell you that starting probably Sunday night, Bob, myself, Mike Dunleavy, Kirk Lacob, we're on the phone with each other getting calls from different teams. So it's heated up. Obviously, you saw some blockbuster deals that have already been announced, which is some of them are shocking with some of the trades and the amount of picks and stuff that have been sent. But I would say right now it's heavier than I can ever remember in the past, at least the past 4 or 5 years. There were some talks, but nothing to the magnitude now. And I think for us and for the fans to know that, you know, the traded player exception, which I'm sure you guys have spoken about, the Andre Iguodala exception, that we're able to use that in some capacity. We may or may not. Joe has not told us we couldn't, but we have to be careful of our payroll going forward. But because that number is so large, you know, north of $17 million, we can be a conduit for some things. So we're getting a lot of calls to see about three ways, and would you take this guy into that exception? So not to get too deep into the weeds in the collective bargaining agreement, but that actual asset has opened up conversations that we probably would normally have not gotten into.
Well, Larry, I know you can't give us any particular details, but just like from a top view looking down, how hard is it to balance all of these things with COVID-19, the financials, the short-term versus long-term situation with the Warriors, having Steph and Clay and Dre and a brand-new stadium? Like, there's so many things to juggle here. How do you guys have these conversations over the next couple of days, or have they been happening the whole time?
Yeah, they have been. I mean, some have been more heightened this week because obviously they have two deadlines coming up. I would say as far as the building – and financially and stuff like that, that's where Joe's great. He kind of paints the landscape for us and says, here's what I'm looking to spend, here's where I think the revenues are going to be, here's where I optimally like to be with our payroll. So once we have that, and David Kelly, obviously, as the financial wizard behind all of that, sets kind of the table for us, letting us know, obviously, what our payroll will look like if we do this trade, that trade, move back, stay at two, what those numbers may look at. So that gives us that really gives us our marching orders, and now it's just a matter of, you know, and again, there's quite a few people in the organization that are a part of this process. We have guys that are designated more towards the draft. Some that are designated both with the draft and free agency. Some just in free agency. So though it seems like there's a lot of moving targets, we really have a skilled group of people that, you know, where I think the best thing about our organization is the collaboration. So even though there may be 10, 12, 14, 15 people in the room talking, it isn't like, you know, your family Thanksgiving dinner where everybody's just trying to yell over one another. There is a process behind it, and it's worked for us, and it will continue to. And so it's never been like this with the draft and free agency being so close, but they're basically going hand in hand. We've been talking all year about it, but certainly it's been heightened here probably over the last 2 weeks.
And there was news last week about the NBA kind of proposing some of these luxury tax changes to how business is going to be done this year. How fluid is that situation from an NBA perspective right now?
Yeah, it's definitely fluid. And you know, I would be lying to you that if I said I knew all the ins and outs. You know, Joe, obviously, and David Kelly kind of handle that, informing us of what we need to know. So we're kind of more on the bottom line end of it. Like, here's what we're looking to do. Here are the acquisitions. Here's what that looks like financially. And then they'll let us know. But it certainly is fluid. I think, you know, we may have a little bit better an idea what this current season is going to look like. But I think moving forward is more of the moving target that we really don't know what that BRI and how that's going to affect the bottom line for us.
Larry, one more and then we'll get you out of here. I know folks have been wondering, kind of going off of what you were just talking about with Joe, if because of the pandemic and the loss of so much money this year with fans not being able to be in the arenas, if Joe Lacob is going to be maybe a little less generous than he has been in years past. Is there any light you can shed on that question for us this morning?
Well, I can tell you this. This is the honest to God truth from our meetings last night. Certainly Joe's first most important thing is the safety of our fans, but yet he would love for all of them to come back. I mean, if he could put them all in a bubble and they could all have their own individual bubble and sit in their seats and enjoy our team, he would do it, whatever it would take. So he's never going to put the public at harm or our fans, but he wants them in there. Having said that, I can tell you that I've been with this organization now going on 13 years, and it was no different last night. When we said, hey, what about this? What about that? And he's like, look, we'll just make it work. If you tell me that this makes our team better, I will do whatever it takes to make it happen. We'll work it out. We'll find a way. you know, we'll work it. We'll think, we'll worry about it next year. So though he's conscious of the budget and he, you know, obviously would like to have a great team with less money, who wouldn't, but he's always been aggressive. He's competitive as heck. And I can just tell you, when we say, hey, we could save here, or we could save there, what about this, what about that? He goes, does it make us better? Can we win a championship? And that's the kind of owner you want to work for. And so I can tell the fans that he is he may skimp on pizza, but he's not skimping on art.
So wait, you're only getting one topping, Larry? Are you telling me that he only got you guys cheese pizza instead of like combinations, veggie, pesto?
No, he didn't even ask what toppings we liked. He just kind of ordered whatever. So
come on.
You know, I mean, no, the pizza was really good, but, you know, you have to like certain flavors that Joe likes, you know, the toppings. So,
so what?
You know, but, hey, he's the boss. You just kind of say, yeah, exactly. That really tastes good, and everything's great.
So what is Joe Lacob's favorite pizza then? What did he have you guys eating? If you said if it's Joe Lacob's flavor, he wants his pizza.
Is it pepperoni?
Was it pepperoni black olives?
I'd be lying if I told you what it was. So all I know is that Pepsi. That's all I know that he likes to drink. So that's his
Pepsi.
Yeah, he loves it.
Interesting.
That's his deal. Now he likes both too. Don't get me wrong. He likes both. But he's more of a Pepsi guy.
Larry, I think all Warriors fans wanted to hear was that he's just told you whatever you need to do tonight and the next few days, keep doing it. So we'll let you get back to work.
Yeah.
Larry, thanks so much for taking a few minutes with us here on 95.7 The Game.
All right. It's great having you. I hope I gave you some insight. I don't know if I did at all, but congrats, Kate, again, and look forward to talking to you guys down the road.
Thanks, Larry.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.